Whether you're karaokeing with clients or traveling through four time zones in 3 days, using your new American Express Business Platinum card can get you one step closer to earning 120,000 membership rewards points after you spend $15,000 in purchases in your first 3 months, which means that every eligible purchase is a swipe in the right direction for your business. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/business-platinum. Amex Business Platinum. Built for business by American Express.
Welcome to Real News with Lee Leffingwell on this Wednesday night. We are, 4 days away from Christmas. So again, welcome to Real News with Lee Leffingwell. And what I want to talk about, the title of this episode is Title 42. What is it? We've heard a lot about the Biden administration wanting Title 42 to expire, but many have no idea what Title 42 even means. So let's get right to it, okay? So Title 42, what is it? So I'll tell you. Okay, the Trump-era immigration policy, okay, known as Title 42, is back in the news once again because the Supreme Court halted its expiration, which was expected to occur on December 21st, okay? The policy has been a focus of criticism from immigration advocates, the Biden administration, and many Democrats. As they say, it prevents asylum seekers from entering the U.S. Legally, I'm sorry. And proponents of stricter immigration rules argue that it should remain in place to stop illegal border crossings, or that the country is not prepared for the end of the policy. So basically, Title 42... everyone thinks that Trump just came up with this, but in reality, Title 42 dates back all the way to 1944. The law was known as the Public Health Service Act, okay, which granted U.S. health authorities emergency powers to prevent the spread of diseases. In other words, in the case of a pandemic, which is what we had with, of course, COVID-19, right? So, because of that, in March of 2020, when Trump was president, under the Trump administration, they invoked the statute once more with the stated intent of preventing COVID-19 from spreading in the U.S., which makes sense. For in layman's terms, or for people from Marion County Political Forum that are a little on the slow side, in layman's terms, it means they were preventing illegals from coming to this country unregulated to spread the COVID-19 disease. So that's for you slow ones out there. So anyway, the former president and his top advisors had also supported tightening and overhauling the U.S. immigration policy. And the president had run on a pledge to build a wall. We all know that. Remember when Trump came down the escalator in late 2015 with his wife at Trump Towers in New York? And what did he say? Build the wall. We're going to build the wall. That's all he talked about, right? So that's what I mean by that. So The foreign president had run on the pledge to build a wall along the border with Mexico to keep migrants from entering the country anyway. So Title 42 allowed the Trump administration to quickly expel migrants trying to cross the southern U.S. border with Mexico. Makes sense. Including asylum seekers using the coronavirus pandemic as the justification. So in other words, that's why they brought back Title 42, which was originally implemented in 1944. Now, the Biden administration continues to defend the policy for over a year after the current president took office and expelled about 2 million people under Title 42 in 2021 and 2022. So what was supposed to happen to Title 42 this week? Well, okay, I'm getting ahead of myself here. Let me look at my notes. Got them out of order here. So by the fall of 2021, this is what happened. The Biden administration began preparing for the end of Title 42. So in April of this year, the Centers for Disease Control, which oversees U.S. health policy, basically said it would lift the order. However, the end of the program was delayed multiple times in 2022 because it was a court battle, pretty much back and forth since April. So Title 42 was expected to expire this week, okay? after a court of appeals rejected an effort from Republican-led states to keep the policy in place. So, you know, DeSantis, all the Republican states, Texas, they want to keep this in force. But 2 days before this, the U.S. Supreme Court's Justice John Roberts issued a stay, meaning that for now, Title 42 would remain in effect until the Supreme Court reviews the lower court's ruling. So basically, people that have any common sense want Title 42 in place. Because let me tell you something, folks, if y'all been paying attention, you know, like I said, it doesn't matter if you're a Republican or Democrat, it doesn't matter. But just watch Fox News, type in or go to Newsmax and watch the reports and just look at the helicopter footage or the drone footage from Fox News down between the Texas-Mexican border. And look at the thousands of people coming across. Not only, people don't understand, this is 24 hours. Literally at 1, 2, 3 a.m. in the morning, there's thousands of people crossing the border. So basically, the Republicans are basically saying, and so is Trump, that without Title 42, it would even be maybe double or triple that. So we already have thousands crossing the border every day. Now we're going to double and triple that. We are already overwhelmed, folks. That's my point. Our resources are overwhelmed. So that's what's happening. So now there's a political battle over Title 42. Democratic activists, including the Biden administration and lawmakers who support immigration, have urged to Joe Biden and the administration to end the order for 2 years now. And Title 42 is now a major issue during the midterm elections. That is the fucking elephant in the room right now. During the midterms, many Democratic lawmakers, wary of losing voters on the issue of immigration, they urge the Biden administration to keep the order in place. Members of both parties have also basically had a concern that immigration officials at the border are not adequately prepared to handle the surge of migration that is expected, as I just talked about, that if Title 42 ends, folks, if you think there's thousands coming over now, it is going to be a massive fucking invasion. A fucking invasion. And like I said, we cannot handle this. You know, as I've said, if I was the president, I would shut the fucking border down. We have to take care of what's happening in America because America is fallen, folks. Look at the supply issue. The Biden administration told you he's fixed the supply issue. That's false. You've heard me talk about the Gatorade supply issue. Gatorade is one of my favorite drinks. Gatorade hasn't, you know, I can walk into any Publix and why is the shelf blown away? Why is there only certain amount of flavors of Gatorade available? And that's been that way for the last 3 years. But according to the Biden administration, the supply issue is taken care of, which it's not. You can go, you can talk about even peanut butter. You can talk about even jars of gravy. Go to your local Publix, look at the jars of gravy. Why is there only like, every time you walk in, there's like two or three bottles and a whole shelf is blown away. Why is that happening? We're in America. But I'm just giving you a little taste of what's wrong with the Biden administration. You know, Joe Biden is supposed to have everything handled, but he doesn't. This is a guy that can't even handle the basics, folks. The basics of sustaining fucking humans in America. So what's going to happen next, right? That's what you're asking me, Lee. So what's going on next with Title 42? So basically, the Department of Homeland Security said it will continue under preparations to manage the border in a safe, orderly, and humane way when and if Title 42 order lifts. I say bullshit. So the Biden administration has also asked Congress for more funding for the Department of Homeland Security, which they say will help the agency during the transition phase. It is also asking the Supreme Court to deny the Republican states' bid to preserve Title 42, calling the policy absolute. Of course, because they want an open border. And let me tell you something, folks. I've been alive for 56 years. Guess what? The border has never been fucking secure. The most it was ever secure, and it still wasn't 100%, was under the Trump administration. At least we had, under the Trump administration, at least we had a president that said, we're going to fucking put a wall up. You know, you hear me talk about Ronald Reagan, how much I liked him. He spoke a little bit about securing the border, but they didn't do, he didn't even do anything. Nobody did anything. George Bush was supposed to be so great for the Republicans, right? George Bush sucked. George Bush was a sellout little bitch. So was his father. Okay, they sell out the country. Typical politicians. All it is about is a paycheck and greed and money, and these people don't give a shit about you. And as you heard me say, look at all the cash and millions and billions of dollars going to Ukraine. For what? Pallets and pallets of tens and tens and hundreds of billions of dollars going to Ukraine now for over a year. And for what, folks? For what? Right? That's our taxpayer money. I don't get a say in where that goes. Because if I did, we would be helping Joe Smo down the road that doesn't have a place to live tonight and is sleeping out in the fucking cold and doesn't have any food. If we're going to waste my taxpayer money, waste it for him. Waste it for the veterans on the street that are fucking just throwing away like fucking garbage, or the people that have PTSD on the street that don't have a fucking roof over their head. That's all I'm saying, folks. We have to take care of our own in-house, and we're not doing it. We're not doing it. And that's why America is a fallen empire. You've heard me say this. So I just want to give you a little bit of update about what Title 42 is, because you keep hearing about how the Biden administration wants to lift Title 42. But again, what's the blowback? And I just told you, by lifting Title 42, you're going to have a massive surge, way more than what you have now. You have something like 8,000 to 15,000 people a day, I think, in a 24-hour period, crossing the fucking Texas-Mexico border, Arizona border too, all coming into this country, pouring over here. You know, we're the greatest country in the world, and we're the richest, yes, but we are going to shoot ourselves in the foot. We're shooting ourselves in the foot because we're continuing to help everybody in the world. We cannot be the Americas. We cannot be the policemen to the world no longer. But yet, here we are at a massive inflation. I've seen people in grocery stores stand there with a shopping cart full of food, and you can see they're counting up in their head how much their food's going to be in that basket. I've seen older people set stuff back. What are we doing, folks? We have a crumbling America. Shut our border down. Secure the fucking border. Make sure everybody fucking comes here the legal way, or don't fucking come here at all. We are a nation of laws. We don't follow them. Why? I don't understand the problem. If we are a nation of laws, that's how our country remains strong. Without a border, without some kind of moral dignity, we're losing sight of who we are as Americans. And as you've heard me say in prior podcasts, I truly believe the Biden administration and Joe Biden is a traitor himself, I believe, to America. I believe the Biden administration is bought and paid for. I believe the America itself, I believe the United States of America was sold out to China. And you're not going to convince me any difference. And you heard me talk about how Chinese billionaires and Chinese trillion-dollar companies have bought thousands and thousands of American farmland out west. Doesn't that sound like it's evil shit? Why are fucking communist Chinese party leaders buying thousands and thousands of farmland that is part of our food supply? Why do we want China owning that? It sounds pretty fucked up to me, folks. I don't know about you, but that sounds fucking evil shit. I mean, if you want to fucking destroy a country and poison the food supply, that's how the fuck you do it. I'm just saying, folks. People, you need to fucking pay attention to this shit. You know, don't just fan your hand when you hear about politics. You know, take your phone and scroll shit, even if it's 10 minutes a day, and look at some important shit that I'm talking about. Even just stop by my podcast here and there and just take a listen. Let your friends know about this, okay? Let them listen to this shit in the car. I mean, some of you are like, oh, Lee, I don't have time for this. Yes, you do. You drive to the gym. You drive to whatever, Walt Disney World, you drive to the mall, you drive to a restaurant, you have time to listen to me in your car. You got 10, 15 minutes. You can listen. You can pay attention, right? I'm trying to open your eyes, folks. We're in this shit together. And as Ronald Reagan said, basically, you know, America is the last stop. I mean, we are the beacon on the hill of freedom. If we lose our freedom here, you ain't going to get it anywhere else. Nowhere else is America. Nowhere else is there a country like America, where we stand on the shoulders of giants like Alexander the Great, like George Washington, the founding fathers of this great country. And we need to preserve this country. And that is my talking point for this Wednesday, December 21st. So I'm going to make this a little short. I hope everybody has an amazing Christmas. I'm just going to spend it with family on Christmas. To me, that's more important than anything else. I saw something going around real quick here. I saw something going around the other day, and I couldn't agree with it any clearer. And let me find it, because I want to read it word for word, because it makes so much sense to me. Please let me find this thing. Hang on, folks. I know I got it here. It's very, very important that I want to share this. And I know I... Did I screenshot this? I don't think I did, and I should have. God damn it. Let me see here. Let me see what I got here. Let me go to my clipboard, because I know I've got it, right? Okay, yeah. So this year, this is what I saw. A lot of people posting this, but it makes so much sense to me. But this is how I've been anyway since I've had cancer in 2013. So basically what's being spread around is, this year, instead of worrying about what's under the tree, just maybe let's be grateful for who's still here to be around it. And I couldn't agree with this most, further from the truth, because, you know, my mom is still here. She's in her late 80s. I'm still alive. I'm in my mid 50s. You know, I got my family, my sister, my niece, and we're just going to spend a day together. I don't really care anymore really about Christmas presents. I tell people all the time, don't get me anything, because you know what? I'm awake every morning, and I'm grateful for this life that I'm still here. And that's how you should live, folks. And if you get a gift or something for Christmas, that should be a treat. You should be grateful for that. But for me, at my age, I don't really care if somebody gives me anything or not. That's not what it's about to me. To me, it's about family and true friendships with people. And if you have that, you are rich. You are rich beyond most people's imagination. So once again, thank you for everybody that listens to me on this podcast. Rob out there in the Virgin Islands, I know you hear me. The couple, Shirley and Tony out there in Montana, truck drivers that have sent me emails telling me you listen to me at your tiki bar outside by the pool. Thank you for listening. Thank you for everybody that sends me a email at realnewsocala@gmail.com. Let me know what you think of my podcast. Spread it to people that you like. And thank you for keeping it real. And we'll talk to you again very soon.